Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Camille and Christian Baker Psychic Hour. Well, we're at the end of the year. I can't believe it. This is our last show of 2019.
Yeah, and you know, we've done 769. This is our 769th show.
Wow.
Over, what is it, 5 years?
5 years? What are you talking about? Seven. 7 years.
Oh, seven
we're
years.
Seven and a half.
We're going on 7.5
It'll
years.
It'll be 8 years in August.
Eight
right?
years in August,
yeah.
It'll be 8 years, or 7.5 years in our 769th show.
Hmm. Well, anyway.
You could play them back to back and
spend
the whole month listening to it without stopping. That's what we recommend for the new year.
Yeah, you'll become amazingly psychic.
And amazingly giving a lot of money to psychiatrists.
Okay. Well, we do have a caller. We want to first let everybody know what the call-in number is. 914-338-0164 is the number to call. If you would like a reading, please press 1 to speak with us. And we would love it if you followed us on our Facebook pages and on Twitter. You may find all of our pages via the link on our Blog Talk Radio homepage, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Okay, let's bring on this caller from the 413 area code. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Alexandria.
Alexandria, okay. I think that spelling is self-explanatory. It's phonetic. Alexandria?
Yes.
Okay.
Alexandria?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Massachusetts.
Okay, and what's your birth date? Full birth date, please.
053185.
Hey. Yeah. So I wrote down 3-1 before you told us your birthday, which happens to be your day, 3-1.
That's funny.
So 5-3-1. What's the year again, please?
85.
I got so excited about writing that down. Yeah, I'm about to do that. So you never want to add a zero where it doesn't belong because that's an energy field. And when you multiply zero, multiply any number by zero, what happens? What do you get?
Oh, it's zero.
Alexandria.
It's zero.
Yeah. So you don't want to put it there. So 5/31/1985. Okay. 8/9/1913. And you're a 32 equals 5. Okay. Did you have a specific question today?
I do.
Okay.
My husband and I fell in love with a house back in the beginning of November, and we really loved it. And we decided to put our house on the market. And everything is all set for the new house. However, we have not been able to find a buyer for our house. And we can't buy the new house without selling this house. So
you have like a contingency sale on the house that you like pending the sale of your home?
Correct.
Okay.
And it's...
We lost. We can't hear you.
Oh, I'm still here.
We said we lost, and then we lost you. We couldn't hear you. I think that's what you said. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? I was I had on speakerphone.
Yeah, don't have us on speakerphone because that's going to be problematic. Just do regular.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. There's just drops there's gaps. So we're not hearing everything you're saying. So if you could repeat what you said so we can get the full gist.
Sure, absolutely. Our realtor had told us to one price, and she keeps on asking us to drop the price. And now we've dropped it $20,000 on our house within the last month and a half, and my husband's getting pretty upset with it. And we were able to extend the house that we want to buy another month, but it just doesn't seem like everything's working out for us. So I'm not sure.
Well, what's your husband's
birthday? We have one. January 1st. I'm sorry. We're military. We have to say the zero before it. 1-8-1980.
1-8-1980?
Yes.
Okay. And you were saying, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. 9. Interesting. You both have 9 a day. Go ahead.
So we have until the 31st to find the buyer at the house. So tomorrow evening, our realtor's dropping the price $5,000. And then marketing it for the following weekend, as a, you know, new year, new price. But we can't drop the price anymore of the house.
What's the market value of the house now?
So it's below what we're putting it in the market for.
Well, if you don't mind sharing the price, that would help.
Yeah. So right now it's currently on the market for $339,000, and we're dropping it to $334,000 tomorrow. And we started off at $349,000, but our realtor told us when we first put the offer in on the new house that we could get between $360,000 and $380,000 for our house.
Oh boy, so you're taking a considerable loss, you know, compared to what you've been told, which is probably very disappointing. And what are the sales like in the area that you're in? I mean, are houses selling?
It's a seller's market. So we're not really sure why it's not selling, other than the fact that people are not liking our downstairs because it's too small is what they're saying. And there's an apartment complex in back of us that had bad reputation years and years and years ago, but it was since rebought by a new company and redone, and it's beautiful. And in fact, the lowest rental is $1,500, which is a mortgage. So you're not going to find bad people in those apartment complexes. So
is there
found
a lot
people
of noise?
Who are interested.
I mean, I'm sure that a concern is noise, you know, when there's a complex behind a residence. So that might be
not at all.
Scaring buyers?
Nothing. Not even.
Okay,
we've lived here for years.
I have two questions. What is the square footage?
2,064.
2,064?
That's not including 64. That's not including the basement that has a finished room in it.
And is it okay to mention the price of the other home, or do you want to keep that quiet?
I guess so. $420,000.
$420,000. So you're upgrading.
Okay. So
yes.
When you were first talking, Alexandria, I kept seeing a $400,000 figure. When you were mentioning the figures of your home that you're living in, it was no register there. But when you just mentioned the overall price of the other home at 400, a little bit plus, that registered to me. So what does that mean? That means that you're probably going to move in. Now, if there's a karmic, let's just say there is some kind of block. Let's just assume, since you're calling it a psychic show, that there's some kind of karmic block. How many years have you lived in this home?
2.5 years, 3 years. But we have 4 kids, and the downstairs is quite small, so it's harder for us to have all of the family in one area, which is why, you know, we bought this house because this is what we could afford at the time. I was a Catholic school teacher, so the income that I had for salary versus now, being a teacher in a public school and having an advanced degree, definitely have doubled my income. So we want to just go a little bit bigger, and then this would be our forever home.
Got it.
We wouldn't go anywhere else.
Got a car. What does your husband do?
My husband is in the National Guard. He's been in for 22 years, still continuing. Supposed to retire last year, but decided not to. And then he's also a gunsmith for a gun company.
Okay. I'm sorry, a what company?
For a gun company. So he is what we call a master gunner in the military. So he was hired by a gun company about 11 years ago to manufacture guns. So he works on putting guns together, engineering the guns. He's what's called a gunsmith. So he takes special orders and makes special guns for important people. And the gun itself is a sports gun. So they get a lot of orders.
Well, you know, as we speak, I'm feeling someone in the medical field buying your home. To your knowledge, are there any doctors or lawyers in your area?
Probably, but I'm a doctor. So I'm finishing my doctoral degree. So I'm wondering if that's why. I will be done with my doctoral degree in 3 weeks.
What?
In education?
In education.
Okay, well, there may be significant blocks going on because it doesn't, how homes are selling, it's a buyer's market, seller's market, and so it doesn't seem reasonable that you're not selling your home. It's got to be something karmically. But now, in the reading, it appears as though I'm starting to feel that you're going to get into this 400,000, 420 home, and something's going to break through. It might take about 2 weeks, but it feels like someone, the doctor, it may be a connection to you for validation, but it could be that a fellow doctorate is going to buy the home. There's something, is there a university nearby or anything, or a hospital?
There's both. We have a local hospital and a university.
Okay, well, it appears, to ease your tension, it appears, but we're not saying in cement, but it appears as though someone may be moving towards the home that will want to buy it, and that could be within about 2 weeks. You said you've extended the sale of the other one for a month?
We've extended it until the 31st of January. However, our mortgage company, I guess because of how they do military loans, we are able to extend it a certain amount of time. But if we can't get an offer on the house, then they have to drop our case and we have to go through the process all over again.
Yeah, got it. Well, we're going to put out it. It's not a prediction. Sometimes predictions are easy. They come easily, but this isn't a prediction. But there's an assumption, psychic assumption. You're going to sell by the 14th or 15th. You're going to get an offer, and that will set things into. But then you've got a 30-day escrow
period.
Is that confuse things?
It does confuse things, I guess, in a way. But I don't know exactly the home that the people that we're buying the house from are buying. I have a suspicion of what it is because the house kind of details the timeline of when we're buying it. But they can only get an extension for as long as the sellers of the home that they're buying will give them.
So Yeah, got it. In either home, is there a 7 or a 4 in the address?
No. There's a 9 in the home that we're getting and a 14 in ours. Actually, yes, there's a 4. No,
okay.
It's 15.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
four.
15.
So
no, it's 15?
15, yes.
So there's no 4?
No 4?
No, no 4.
Can you give us just the numbers, not the street, but the numbers of both homes, full numbers?
So the house that we want to buy is a 9, on half that one.
No, all the numbers. Read me out all the numbers.
I'm sorry. All the numbers for what?
The address. Or is it just one number? Is it just a 9?
It's one number.
Oh, it's one number.
Oh,
it's like nine.
Is one number?
Yeah. So the house that we're buying is one number, 9. And the house that we're living in is two numbers, 1-5.
So that's becomes a 15. So that's not a 4 or a. There's a 4 in the division.
So what I'm doing is very liberal. But what I'm doing is that you've got 9. Now listen closely. You've got 9. The jump from 9 to 1 is 8. So 9 and 8 is 17. The 1 is 18. 1 from 5 is 4, which is 22. And 5 is 27. So I know that might sound confusing, but you're a doctor. You're going for your doctorate. This isn't hard to think about. So when I look at the numbers, Alexandria, and I go 9. Now the gap between 9 and 1 is 8. 9 and 8 is 17. Mm-hmm. I add the 1, 18. Now from 1 to 5 is a 4. That's 22. And then the 5 brings it to a 27. I'm getting a 7. Don't worry. We're numerologists. And we're working on a book now as we speak. It's over 1,000 pages long. I've been working on numerology for 40 years. It's a whole new concept of numerology, and it's very effective, but that's where I'm getting my 7. Don't worry about it. Don't think about common sense right now. That's not the area we're in.
As addition, the way that the numbers are being put together, you can't just there's logic behind it. It's not like you can just put any numbers together and, you know, derive a number that you desire out of that number, you know,
so
whatever work you did on the number.
Here's what we'll say to answer your question. We're putting out energy that by or before the 15th, you get an offer.
Which is interestingly enough, is the address that she lives at, the 15th.
We didn't even know.
Yeah.
So, and then it will all fit in with the.
And her husband is a 27-9. So now it's making a little bit more sense.
Yeah. Well, 9 and 5 are their master numbers, too.
I know. Yeah.
So that makes sense.
So that's the address of the home
you
want to buy.
Your master numbers are 9 and
5.
And it's 9 and 5 in the addresses. Okay. So that's where we're at right now. That's the best we can do.
Are you happy? I mean, with your real estate agent, are you you're not considering changing?
We did consider changing a couple of weeks ago because we weren't happy. She was
right.
Great a couple of years ago when we used her. But since then, she's become the broker of her own company, and she kind of pawned off the first 5 open houses that we had to someone who literally just got her license.
No.
And so this really upset my husband because my husband is not a person who likes change. He started all of this. He started wanting to change. He saw the house himself. He called me. It was the day of the elections, actually. He went to go vote, and the school is actually that we vote at is up the hill from where this house is. So he's like, let's go look at it. What are we approved for? You know, because we knew that we could buy a little bit more than what we have. It's definitely higher than what he wanted to pay for. He wanted his limit was $400,000, but this is what it's a really beautiful home. Like, it's incredible.
Is it within 4 miles of your home? Is it within 4 miles of your home?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very close to our home. Yeah. And so we went and saw the house, and we loved the house. And our realtor had told us that there was another person putting an offer the same day. But I don't know if that's true or not, but this is what she's telling us. And so we talked to her about the numbers, about what we could sell our house for and what we could put it on the market. And she pulled the comps and she goes, this is what the comps are showing between 360 and 380. However, I wouldn't go any more than 350 to sell your house faster. So we said, okay, we signed all the paperwork for the offer, told them that we would put our house in X amount of days. We actually put our house sooner than that. We were supposed to put our house on the market on I think it was a Monday. but we put our house on the market Saturday night, so 2 days sooner than what it was supposed to. Went through the entire house, cleaned it. There, imagine four kids and everything that's in the house. We worked our butts off to clean the house and whatnot, and had the open house. And there was one lady who walked around the house who absolutely loved it. They were very surprised that she never put an offer in. There was apparently another person at the same time. I think her name was Jessica, who really liked the house too, but then again, never put an offer in. Like, this has been the trend since we put the house on the market, is every single time there's someone who's interested, who they think they're going to put an offer in, they're going to call them back and whatnot, and they never do. The last open house, there was a couple that was coming from Florida who the husband was being transferred to another job, and they were looking for houses, but they needed to sell their house in Florida. So I said, okay, well, what if I looked into them renting our house out? Because if we rented our house out, that would give us the income to buy the new house and whatnot, and that didn't work out. Like, this is just kind of the trend. People have been interested in the house, but haven't put an offer in.
Alexandria, was there any complications in your marriage? Was there any mishaps, complications? And also, what is your marriage date?
Yes, there has been, but they've soon been much better since then. And we got married
May 19th, 2012. And when were your problems? What year?
Right around then.
Right around the time you were getting married?
Yeah.
Yes.
10, 15,
my husband was the typical
15.
Military guy.
Huh? Yeah. What'd
my
you
husband
say?
Was the typical My husband
oh,
was the typical military guy who has since learned his lesson.
Typical military guy, meaning he like had a roving eye, taste for women, wild.
Yeah.
Like,
yep. Mm-hmm. 15,
16,
yep.
17, 18,
yep.
19, 20.
Never. Yeah. He wasn't a drinker. He wasn't a drinker, but he definitely liked being single up until I gave him an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Just one moment. Sorry. 845. Just hold on. We were going to get to you in a moment. Go ahead.
You see, I picked up that there was
trouble.
Problems. I picked up that there were problems in before the marriage. And I felt also that there was another May date. I didn't know it was going to be your children's birth date, but I thought there was going to be another May date. I think the karma between you and your husband has some disturbing things that are built into it that ultimately get ironed out. So the complication you had in your marriage before you got married has been transferred to now the sale of the home. But look, you got married. So look, the sale of the home is going to come in. So we're expecting there to be a parallel definition here that these complications
resolve
relate,
and they resolve.
They'll resolve and they kind of relate to difficult beginnings. That's what's going on, I think.
But Alexandria, we're going to take this other call. However, we would love to know what you what ends up happening with your home. So keep in touch with us. You can follow us on our Facebook pages. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah,
if you
should
do.
Follow us because we put out energy. You know, you don't have to, but you should. It'd be wise to follow us, or at least call back and let us know what's going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Good luck. Okay, 845. Do you want a reading? Actually, this person doesn't have his or her hand raised.
I didn't, but dang. Hi, how are you? This is Lucy.
Good. Oh, Lucy,
yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Let me listen
why
to you
I
guys.
Not,
and,
why am I not?
Yeah.
Of course, this is your number, 19. Okay, 101662. Hi, Lucy.
Yeah. First of all, before we hang up, Happy New Year. Many blessings for all that you do. You are a wonderful couple. I love you both.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And tell me about your book.
Oh, well, I mean, we're just in process. You've been saying over 1,000 pages for like 3 years. We're about 1,200, but it's actually 8x11. Size, so really it's probably around $1,500.
I mean,
1,500 pages in book form in like a 5x9
yeah,
form.
Yeah, it probably cost $1,500. But
I wish.
It won't be that long when it's published. These are the
notes.
It will be much shorter when it's published.
It's such an enormous task, and you know,
You see, we're trying. We leave the planet. We're trying to get it into one book. I'm not in the mood to write four books. So we're So we're trying to put it all into one book, and go from there. But that's why it's taking so long. There's so much information. So
I mean, Neil's been doing this since he was, you know, psychic for years, and I'm essentially trying to absorb all this information and learn in a much shorter amount of time than he had to do it.
So, you are very lucky.
Learning
from the pro.
Exactly.
Yes. Since you picked me up for a question, I would like to apply your knowledge about my relationship with a friend. His birthday is February 28, 1955. Do you need his name?
No.
Well, you can do the first name.
Andres. Andres? Andres, A-N-D-R-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
But he called himself Andre without the S.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're in size too, like what you say.
So you're just friends. This is not a romance.
Not anymore. No,
so it was a romance
for me.
It was a
love.
Okay.
Yeah. But then
I was asking.
No, I wish it could be a romance but nah, it's over.
Why? What broke up the relationship? Why are you not?
Why?
Yeah.
Because he's still like kind of like mingles me, whatever. But I don't. It's just as much everything. It's like some things that he say he did, and then I just say no. I'm not gonna get into another or my previous relationship with my ex-husband. But we're still hanging out like friends because I say I will never do what I did to my husband. Just cut him out from the roots. I just gonna transform that relationship in a friendship.
I mean, does he have commitment problems or is he not fully available for a relationship? Is that why you broke it off?
I don't think that he will be ever available for a relationship.
Yeah. So in fact,
he has the same numerology like my ex-husband. It starts with 3-5 or something like that. The 3-5?
He's a 32-5. The problem with in his number system is that he's got 11s going on. He has an 11 in his 1955, and his first two numbers are a 22, which is 11 twice. So that signifies some difficulty in relationship, and is a little bit of an explanation numerically why he has problems committing. So that's obvious. He actually holds your master number in his day, Lucy, 8. And together, you two are a 4, which is heart. But it's a 13-4, which is not a balance of heart energy.
Mm-hmm.
So
Go
ahead.
I'm listening. No, my husband was May 16, 1964. He was at 1964.
Yeah, he's a 31-4 actually. But what's interesting is they both have 11s going on. 515 is 11, 1964 becomes an 11, but he's a 31-4. In fact, it's the same. Your combined master numbers with Andres is your karmic
exactly.
number.
Yeah, it's because I used to do numerology, and then I can say, what's wrong with him? He said he loves me, and then he goes and say this, and then he said he's going to help me, and I say, hey, I'm ready for the help. Oh, no, you just, how you call a person when he keeps calling you? It was so, I say, that's it. But they are different. The person follow you or call you so much, then one day he told me, oh, you just stalking me or something like that. I say, excuse me, you told me to call you when everything was ready. And that was the last straw. I say, you know what? No, like I say to myself, I'm not going to call you. If you call me, it's fine. If you want to come to my house, you're welcome. But then that was something that I say to myself. I never told him anything. But then lately, then I just told him, you're welcome to my house anytime when you want to come. If you want to do a favor for me, you do it. If you don't want, just say no. And that's it.
Well,
but
you know,
they had to say the energy.
It's common. It's common, Lucy. A lot of people just aren't mature enough to have a relationship. And it's more of a crisis now than it's ever been. And so it's pretty common. A lot of our clients are having these problems. So it's not uncommon. I mean, it's always been throughout life history, but it's a little bit stronger now than it's ever been. And the sense of commitment has deteriorated as well. So you're not alone in this respect. Now, karmically, if you look at it karmically and you say, well, is this in my own personal karmic code? No, there's nothing that says you can't have a relationship that you're doomed to that. There is a little bit of trouble in the fact that you have a 0101. So that presents a little bit of karma in the process of being in a relationship. So if we didn't know you, we would have said today, oh, were you divorced? And you would have gone, yeah, because it's in your code. But the code of your future is a little bit better than the code.
Oh, really?
Of your
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have a 2 in your year,
and you have a 9,
which is broken up in the other side. So it comes, you know, together. 1962. She's 57.
Yeah.
Somewhere now, don't despair, because somewhere between 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, one of those years you're going to be in a relationship. I don't know which year it is, but it's somewhere between now and 19 and your 62nd year. You'll be in a relationship. It won't be with this guy. This guy just doesn't want the commitment. It's too difficult for him.
Yeah, and then what I do with him, I love him like a friend too.
But I mean, what exactly do you want to know about the relationship? I mean, it sounds like you know that the relationship is going to go further than a friendship because he's got these.
No, it's not. Issues. Yeah. So, okay. I want if you could use your psychic ability to let me know what is in our highest interest, because I don't want to broke his heart. Oh, I want him to continue to be my friend, but then at the same time, I know as long as I have my best friend as a man, I won't be able to move like to another relationship. But it's something like I'm stuck on it because I don't want to let him go. Like say, oh, come on, just don't come too often or whatever.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, why is there a conflict if he doesn't want a commitment in a relationship? Why is there a problem with you having a relationship?
Because he said he will be my friend until he finds out that I have.
Are you having sex with this guy?
No.
Well, if he's your friend, and you're confused because maybe it's blocking another man from coming in. I don't think that's the case. Just be romantically involved with him. Don't be sexually involved with him. Make
and
it
keep
clear
proper
that he's
boundaries.
A friend.
Right.
And that you are looking for another man. I don't think there's anything psychically that's blocking you from meeting another man because he's around. You just have to make it clear to him that it's a friendship. And that you were looking for a romantic friendship. You know, if every woman had to let go of a man friend to find a man, this world would be filled with widows. They would be nothing. There'd be single women everywhere. So don't go.
Well,
there isn't anything wrong with him being a friend, but you just have to make it clear. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, but he's very jealous too.
Jealous. The problem is that if you don't have proper boundaries in the friendship with him, then it will interfere with the relationship. If he's jealous, you've got to be very clear about what constitutes your friendship, and that it doesn't involve a romance, and that you're not going to let him interfere with your happiness finding someone else. I mean, it's unfair. He's jealous, yet he won't give you what you want in a relationship. I mean, it's really absurd.
Well, if you're worried,
he
sounds very selfish to me.
Yeah.
But if you're worried that you don't want to lose him as a friend or do the same thing and cut him off like you did your husband, then you just have to ignore his jealousy and say, I'm not going to listen to it. You can leave them, and don't bring your jealousy issues to me. I don't want to hear them. You're a friend, and that's all you are, and I'm looking for a romance. And if he says, does that work? Will you try that?
Because I already told him I'm not going to allow him to guide me with his, sometimes he, like, the advice full of hatred. And then one time I was so tired, I say, you know what? I'm not going to allow you to ever again guide me with your heart, your advice full of hatred. And then that was it.
What did he say to that?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He just looked at me and didn't say anything. Because it's a lot of people that give me, I wish I was wiser when I left my husband, because all these advices were just still not from love but from hatred. Then I told him no anymore. I just gonna go. It doesn't matter how bad it looks. But at the same time, last time when I was together in a party we and my husband has to be together, my ex-husband, and I realized he was so selfish and so, like, dead. Like, it doesn't matter how nice I am, he will always, his only goal is to see me poor, fat, old, unhappy, sick.
You just have to be clear. Lucy, you just have to be clear to him, and you be in charge of the situation. Don't let him be in charge. And if you're not happy with his attitude, then let him go. Don't worry about it and move on and find happiness, because you're not going to find it with him. And don't worry about the friendship. If he's going to give you trouble, let go of the friendship and find your happiness with another man.
Yeah, because I didn't ever tell you, but then last time when I was in the park in a, like, some event with my husband, it just came, like, pouring to me the realization that you have been telling me my ex-husband is very selfish. So another psychic friend, and then I just came pouring to me the action that he did to me. He just came to me the picture, and the only thing that he wanted to see me was fat, old, ugly, unhappy. I say, wow, and I never saw that.
In conclusion, because we got another caller, in conclusion, you've got to be in charge. If you're not happy with his conflicts, then don't worry. Move on. Find your happiness. Don't get don't get caught up in an argument with him, and you're stuck in space. Because you can move on and find somebody else. Don't live with his jealousy if he can't let go of it.
Okay, Lucy. Well, good
luck. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Good celebrations. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, 651 area code. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. This is Leslie.
Leslie?
Yeah.
Okay. Leslie? Hey, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Minnesota.
Minnesota. Have we spoken with you before?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Okay, what's your birth date, Leslie?
My birth date is 9/1/66.
66. Okay, and what brings you to the show today?
I'm just wondering if it's a good time to sell my house. I've been renting it out for the last 6+ years, and I'm kind of thinking about letting the house go and then reinvesting the money into more like a fourplex or a duplex or something.
So you would, wait, this is the house that you live in, or?
Nope, I've been living with my boyfriend for around 6 years, and so I've been renting my house out.
You're renting your house out. Do you own the property that your boyfriend, that you're residing in with your boyfriend?
Nope,
so you're living in his home.
Nope,
Does he own it? So he owns the home. You have property. You're wanting to sell and invest in a fourplex?
Duplex.
Correct. A duplex or a fourplex or whatever I can find, yeah.
Okay. And so you... Go ahead.
Why do you want to sell? Are you getting good money from this home? Is it a good investment?
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting, you know, decent income every month, but I just thought it'd be more substantial if I went into more of a fourplex type property. And that was the home I moved into when I was getting divorced. And I don't ever see myself moving back into the property. I'm kind of, the energy just doesn't feel right for me anymore.
Here's the thing, Leslie. You're safe on second. You're on second base and you're safe there. You're saying, do I make a gamble and sell this home and get a duplex and hope that I can increase my investment and my income? That's your question.
Yep.
So you're not in any dire shape because you could stay where you're at and be okay. You're asking us, is it going to be better if I sell? Will I make more money? Will I have good karma there? Will it work out well?
The problem is dealing with a four duplex or fourplex is that she's doubling or quadrupling her responsibilities with tenants. So it's a lot more involved than what you're dealing with a single family home. And so, you know, I don't know if you plan, are you going to have a property manager or are you going to be
a
person?
Well, my boyfriend's been doing this for 30 years. So he's got, you know, apartment buildings and duplexes and fourplexes and 18 units. And so it's kind of, you know,
so you
I've
feel
been around
prepared,
it.
Adequately prepared. He manages property?
No, he owns them.
But he's. I understand that he owns them. But is he involved directly in the management of the properties and dealing with collecting rent,
yes.
repairs, maintenance, yes. and all that?
Yes.
So he would help you.
Yes,
he would right. help you.
Yeah.
You know,
and then I guess the other piece is also I really want to start a business like. Within energy and I'm not exactly sure, but something along those lines. And then I would have like a cushion financially to get a coach and, you know, for some of the money too is what I was thinking because I feel like it's time to step into that aspect too.
66, 76, 86, 96, 2015, 16. So you're 53 years old?
Yes.
You what happened at 32? Tell us real quick.
1998.
When you were 32.
I had my second son, and I think I realized when I was pregnant that my marriage was probably not going to make it.
Okay.
having other women on the side.
I'll give you my opinion. I think you should consider the sale and go into a duplex. It just feels that way. But I would be very smart if I were you and make sure that the money's in your name, not your boyfriend's, that it's your thing, that you don't do any deals with him. If he wants to help and not take any sense of profit from it, that's fine. But don't get your property
mixed
and the sale
up with
of that
mixed up with the
mixed
boyfriend.
Up with his name legally.
Exactly what I
or
thought.
Or even do a contract with him where he'll
manage.
He'll manage it. Don't do that.
Is
if
that,
he wants to give advice
okay.
as your boyfriend, that's fine. But do not get into any business deals.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't put you on title of his home. You do not want to give him any access to your income, your property, in terms of the legal agreement.
We've had that conversation, and that's
so,
very clear because I have a 26-year-old that, yeah, is doing the
oh,
same
what,
thing.
Oh, what does he say about it? Because, I mean, you're really asking him that he be more, I'm imagining, more directly involved in this duplex or fourplex than he is in the home that you're renting now. So what is his feedback about that?
He thinks it's a good idea, but I have an older son that's 26, and he has purchased a fourplex and a duplex, so I feel like I'd be more connected with him in doing the property because,
yeah.
I mean, I just,
right.
yeah, we've
well,
had that
well,
conversation.
Yeah, I mean, she mentioned her husband, I mean, the boyfriend before. She didn't say I have a, you know, son, but that's fine.
She, yeah. Well, that's fine. Yeah, you're asking us? Yeah, go. Yeah, do it. Go on the adventure and do it. Just be wise. Look at the location. Do your geographics.
Yeah.
Figure out all the ups and downs. But if you're saying, is after doing that, psychically, is it going to be a good move? Yeah, as long as you've followed what we've suggested in this brief reading. You're up for a change
right.
anyway. You're up for a change anyways. Well, because 32 is not divisible by five, so there's always going to be increments of different changes. At 32, she had a big change go on.
I know. Well,
so she's up for a change coming up, and she probably won't sell for another year.
How old is she? 53? How old
53.
Are you?
53.
53. Well, she just had a change. I mean, at 52, and the multiple, she's due for a change at 55,
yeah.
not 50.
This boyfriend, have you been with him 8 years or less or more?
She said six.
More.
Oh, you've been in with
him
more
with him
from 6 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I've been with
so
him
more
probably
than
13. Yeah, more
13.
Than 8 years.
Okay, what's your son's birthday real quick?
My older son or the one?
Yeah.
26.
His 9/15/93 is a 26-year-old.
9/15/93.
He's a 37/10/1. So he's still, he's 10 years away from a big change.
Yeah,
he's 27 now.
Together they're a six. Well, yeah, okay. So you're calling, you're going, well, psychic, you guys are psychics. You think I should do this? More saying, yeah. That's what they're saying. You know, you're not going to drop dead if you sell. The duplex won't burn down. You know, your life will go on, and you'll have you'll have to deal with whatever happens with the duplex. But if you look at the end of your life when you get there and you go, was it wise that I sold and did the duplex and did all the things I should do in the process and during the process? Yeah, then do it. You want to change. You're asking yourself, can I change right now? I want to maybe get into a duplex, increase my income. I want to do some healing work or psychic work and did a start a business.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wants to maybe employ somebody to help her.
I missed the part that it was psychic work, but
yeah.
I thought, you know.
Leslie, move forward.
Yeah.
You know, don't be afraid of, you know, if we were to say, no, Leslie, this is it. This is where your life stops. Just stay where you are and don't do anything more. Cut your dreams. This is it. Now, that would be kind of stupid unless we psychically felt it was necessary. But no, I mean, you're safe on second. You want to go to third or home plate. Go.
Okay,
Leslie. Good luck.
Thank you.
Here.
Bye.
Bye. the idea, I mean, for myself, I think it takes a lot of energy to be a property manager. So, you know, you have to have a certain frame mindset.
Well, the thing, her boyfriend does it, her son does
it. Right. So
they
it's
happy. She's got some good sources around her. She wants to try.
You're
right. You're absolutely right. It increases the complications.
It does. But because she's, you know, in kind of involved in that whole world as it is, it's different than someone who's trying to, you know, break into that field, I think, without experience or people around them that can offer support. So,
yeah.
Okay. So we've got about 4 minutes left, 5 minutes left.
Oh.
And we have no other callers at this point. So, trying to fit in a discussion is going to be challenging.
Well, we're wrapping up. I mean, this has been a really busy year. We've had a lot of people call the show. And as we live and breathe, we're going on for another year. That will be our eighth year, or going into our ninth.
Yeah, we do. Actually, someone just raised her hand, and we're going to make this very short because we do have to close on time. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, it is very short. I just wanted to tell the first caller, today, about 5 years ago, I couldn't sell my house, so I went to the Christian or Catholic, and she said she was Catholic, store and bought some saint, I can't remember which saint it was, Saint Anthony or Saint something, and put it head down in my backyard, and within 2 hours, someone who wasn't even looking for a house drove by, looked at the house, and bought it.
Oh, well, thanks for sharing that. You know, maybe that will work.
No problem. Just in case she's still listening. Yeah.
She's not, but anyway.
Yeah. Sometimes things like that work. You know, there's magic in life. There's magic in nature. And we can't deny it. There's a read on people's energy. And then
what works for
things,
you know,
that can be quite miraculous when it comes to, I mean, that's isn't it been the customs in terms of tribes and life, even in terms of biblical energies, you know, there's always props somewhere, the tree of life, the tree of knowledge. I mean, it's all, we got them everywhere. So, yeah, that's fine, Jennifer. It's unfortunate she's not listening, but a lot of people do drop listening to the show once they've got their read.
Well, she listened for a while. I mean, sometimes people have other things to do, you know.
Listen. Might have other things
to do. Yeah, I mean, she did listen for a while, but she did hang up. So, anyway.
But thanks for sharing.
All right,
anyway.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Thank
you.
Okay,
Jennifer.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
So we're entering another year, and we'll be prepared for callers and giving help. Again, you know, this is a service we do for the public. You have to pay to do this service, which we do. It's our service to others. And we're here, and hopefully we're going to be helping people in the coming year and getting some interesting situations to deal with. There's always somebody who has a problem looking out. And it's gratifying to know that there are shows like this that are on that are their basis is to help people. There's no motive involved other than
obviously,
that.
Yeah.
But we do accept donations of $1 million+.
Right. Well, and I think that's to be something to be said as well. You know, many of these shows that are on the air do solicit donations. I know of one big show that was on for quite a while, and they would, you know, try to get donations to get the callers in position in the queue to make sure they got a reading, and there was a big push for money. We don't do that. I mean, we don't do that at all. We really are giving from a altruistic place. I mean, this is a completely altruistic service we provide, and you know, that I think that should be noted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, we are done for the day. So,
done for the day and done for the year.
Done for the year, but we are back on Friday. So we hope everyone has a safe and happy New Year's celebration. Bye.